From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, how jittery markets are providing a new curriculum for students at one New York high school.
First, it is the biggest bailout by the Federal Reserve of a private company ever. Yesterday, the Fed stepped in to rescue American International Group with an $85 billion injection. What we're seeing right now will arguably go down in the history books under economic calamities.
NPR's Chris Arnold is here with more. So, Chris, what exactly is the deal here with AIG?
Hey, Alex. So AIG is this big, sprawling insurance company. And back after World War I, a war veteran with just a few bucks in his pocket founded this company over in Shanghai. Today, it's got over 100,000 employees and it writes all kinds of insurance. I mean, it's written insurance policies for kidnappings, you know, executives who might get kidnapped and employee lawsuits and all kinds of stuff. But one of the things that it insured was subprime loans. And looking back, yeah, that might not have been such a good idea because now it's on the hook for, you know, just a colossal amount of bad debt that's out there in the whole system. So AIG's just been stuck and everybody else in the banking world has kind of been backing away from them. And the Fed had to come in at the last minute and give AIG an emergency loan so it wouldn't go bankrupt, basically. And they can borrow up to $85 billion from the Federal Reserve. In exchange, though, the government's taken control of the company and it's fired its CEO. And the hope is that, you know, this way, maybe the company can survive. And if it can't, it could at least be broken up and sold off in a way, maybe over a couple of years, that's not too disruptive to the system.
The government said no to a bailout of Lehman Brothers not too long ago. So why did it step in and help out AIG?
A couple of reasons. I mean, first, AIG insures all kinds of bonds. So if it went under, that would have all ripple effects and it would hurt all kinds of other companies. And the government was worried about that. But also, AIG was a big player in the money market fund system. And, you know, some money market funds own securities that are issued by AIG. These are supposed to be rock solid. And if that system started to have problems, that could be just extremely monumentally bad.
And explain why that is. Who owns these money market funds?
Well, you know, you own them and I do. And, you know, you have $500 or $2,000 and you want to park it somewhere that earns a little better interest than a savings account. So you stick it in there. And, you know, they're thought to be rock solid. I mean, the idea is you're not like investing in the stock market with these funds. You know, they're safe. You know, they never lose money. And with 300 million people around the country, you know, putting $500 here and there into these things, I mean, there's trillions of dollars in money market funds. And what the government clearly had to be worried about was if, you know, it started to look like people could lose money in those funds, then you get like this run on the bank kind of scenario, you know, Great Depression, banks failing, you know, and it gets very ugly very quickly. That's not happening. You know, some economists don't even like to talk about all this because they don't want to freak people out. But this would have been two or three steps down that dark and scary road, and they just didn't want to go there.
As we've mentioned, the government is putting in $85 billion. That's a whole lot of money. What could potentially happen with that money?
Nobody knows for sure, you know, but it's kind of interesting. The government's not necessarily going to lose a lot of money here, and it could actually make some money. AIG owns a lot of valuable stuff. It's got this aircraft leasing company with 900 planes. It's got profitable life insurance businesses. If the government decides to sell those off, it could well raise that $85 billion. And there's something else in here, too. The interest rate that the government is getting, I mean, it drove a very hard bargain, and it's getting 8.5% above what's called the LIBOR rate. So that means it's getting around 11.5% interest on that $85 billion, and that's a lot of money. And, you know, when I saw that, it kind of reminded me of, you know, I sit in people's living rooms with homeowners who are losing their houses to foreclosure and they're sad and we go through their paperwork on their loan. And these are the kind of terms you see on these subprime loans, like 8.5% over LIBOR. You know, it's 12%. And, you know, these are the things that just are crushing interest rates. People can't afford to pay them. And, you know, maybe it's a sign that things have kind of come full circle to some degree that, you know, now a major player in the whole Wall Street world of this subprime stuff is paying a punishing interest rate like that.
NPR's Chris Arnold, thank you.
Thanks, Alex.